This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A lot about daily life has changed in the pandemic. Remember early on when people who could afford to were panic buying and stocking up on all sorts of things? Meat prices were erratic and there were concerns about the food supply chain. We talked to people in the meat industry back then. And now, from Boise, Idaho, the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck checks back in to see how things have been going.
That's audio from a livestock auction in Idaho towards the beginning of the pandemic. It put safety precautions in place, like limiting who could come, but it stayed open. Chelsea Good is with the Livestock Marketing Association, and she said auctions like this one were crucial for meat to keep moving. Here she is in March.
We've worked with both our federal officials, but then also our states and local communities to help get them that critical food supply designation and allow them to continue operating in this important time.
Over the last months, disruptions weren't as bad as they could have been. But Good says some consumer practices have changed. People are buying what's easiest to cook themselves.
Ground beef, hamburger, to some degree roast, things people know how to prepare at home and are, you know, pretty comfortable with.
Consumers aren't buying as much of the higher-end cuts of beef. Restaurants aren't buying as many of those cuts anymore either. And getting that meat to the store is still a bit of an issue, especially for those nicer local cuts. The problem is processing the meat. When COVID-19 infected workers and slowed major packing plants, some ranchers turned to the smaller butchering facilities. And now those are backed up, too. Good says it's even hard for hunters to find places to process deer.
They called their local meat lockers and got quite a surprise in terms of the wait time. You know, at this point, it's well into 2021. I've heard of some that are backed up well into even 2022.
And more ranchers have been using those local butchers, too.
I think that it's way different right now.
Lorianne Lau is a rancher. She's been selling direct to consumer around Idaho and Utah for 16 years. But when she called her butcher back in May, he was already booked clear through April 2021.
We've just been following up with him trying to say, you know, if you can sneak any in, we'd sure love to. And he's like, you and everybody and their uncle.
Lau says her sales have picked up during the pandemic because people were concerned about the meat supply chain. They wanted to buy directly from ranchers, and she's hoping that practice gets easier for all ranchers in the years to come. Federal requirements to butcher cattle are easier for larger operations to meet. But ranchers who work with those large processors and sell their cows on the market are having troubles too.
I've heard a lot of issues with people not being particularly happy with the prices that they're being offered.
Eric Belasco is an agriculture economist at Montana State University. When we talked to him in March, he was concerned about what would happen if workers at packing plants got COVID-19.
Especially some of the larger packing plants, if they were to shut down, you'd see a remarkable impact on the market for beef.
Of course, workers did get sick at the plants. The Investigative Journalism Food and Environment Reporting Network reports more than 50,000 meatpacking workers got COVID-19, and more than 250 workers have died. And the Department of Justice is investigating the major meat companies that control the beef processing market for price fixing during the pandemic. Belasco points out that prices are less volatile now than they were back in April. That will allow farmers to budget for next year. And he says this whole ordeal shows how resilient the meat processing system is.
You had a demand shock and a supply shock, kind of like which we've never seen before. And there were some slowdowns, but by and large, you know, it kept delivering food to market.
But of course, some argue it could have been even more resilient had there been more decentralized packing plants. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.